our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
We're Adam and Holly.
Yeah.
Podcast. That's, we just watched like 5 episodes of Doctor Who.
I think it was only like 3, to be honest.
Was it 3?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me figure it out.
Why are you touching me? Oh, because I needed you to move.
Hold on.
I think it was only 3.
Hold on. I'm going to check.
I'm holding on.
I'm looking it up.
Might have to speak up a little bit. Our microphone is farther away from our face than usual.
We watched 4 episodes. The Zygon Invasion.
Oh, yeah, we watched both Zygon ones.
Sleep No More and Face the Raven.
And there's 2 more. Sleep No More? Oh, yeah, I didn't watch that one.
Oh, is this like
it's rated terribly, too.
Is this a 3-part season finale?
Cause I don't know.
Because Heaven Sent and Hell Bent are the next 2.
Probably. Sleep No More is rated a 6.5, and also I didn't watch it.
It wasn't that great.
No, it didn't sound that great.
No.
Anyway, podcast.
Face the Raven's got a 9.1.
Yeah,
people
for
like
good
it
reason.
For some reason.
Yeah, I know why I like it.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you why we like it.
No, but I do like it. I've moved the microphone closer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Adam and Holly Rossi podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly. And I think we did this part.
Did we? I was looking at my phone. Because
no,
we just
were.
Got finished watching
we
4
really
episodes
did
of Doctor Who.
Just finished. Yeah. 4 monologues, though. 4.
Four
close-up monologues.
And it was like...
Those 3 minutes were like 10 minutes.
I think it was 10 minutes. It wasn't
I think
three
it
minutes.
Was. It wasn't 3. No, but on the thing, it was 10. Or on the thing, it was 3. Like the
yeah, it
the
said
thing.
3.
Yeah,
but it
I don't
want to
spoil too much for anyone who hasn't seen
it. Said
it
said 3, but it took 10.
It took 10. It was some goddamn bullshit. Crowning moment of the season, and it took so fucking long to happen.
Yeah, I was just like, come on, just happen. Yeah. I would have preferred. Yeah, but anyway, let's
anyway,
talk about something
let's
else.
Let's talk about something entirely different. What have you been doing? It's Thanksgiving and Thursday.
Yeah, I only worked 4 days this week.
I only worked 4 days
nice.
This week,
and I have to read a book. By Saturday.
Everyone kept asking me if I was going to take Friday off. I'm like, why would I take Friday off?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm not going to, like, go down and visit my family for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, if I took Friday off, I'd just sit at home
mm-hmm.
and not do anything, but get paid for it. But mm-hmm. it's not the best use of my vacation time. Like, I could use that for vacation some other time.
Mm-hmm.
We bought a new microphone.
Yeah.
It's going to come on Friday.
So you'll hear it next week.
You might hear it. Well, if it's crap, you won't, because if it's crap, we'll return it. But this one has the advantage that we can go mobile. It plugs into an iPad to record.
Yeah.
So
we have one of those.
Yeah, we have an iPad. Well, iPad mini, but same thing.
It's the same thing.
But yeah, so we could take the show on the road.
Mm-hmm. Or we could just...
Sit in the kitchen
outside.
Or
yeah.
the table.
We could sit any. We don't even have to be by a computer.
Yeah, we just have to be somewhere.
We just have to be by my iPad.
Yeah, it's all you ever wanted, because all you ever want is, like, when we're walking, it's like, why are we not recording this?
Because it's always funnier.
Because our life doesn't have to be a podcast.
No, but sometimes it's funny when we have
sometimes
conversations.
Sometimes it's really funny, uh-huh. and I do wish we'd recorded it.
Mm-hmm. But then you're like, no, it doesn't sound good on a phone.
I know. Well, it doesn't sound that great on the phone. It doesn't sound that great with this microphone right now, to be honest, but... Sounds worse than a phone.
Is it?
I think so.
Hmm.
I don't know. What else? What else have you been doing?
Tamagotchi life.
Tamagotchi life. That's right. You picked it up again because we've forgotten about it for months.
Because somebody reminded me that 3DS was a thing, and then I found it in my pile of games looking
yeah.
for a different game.
Yeah. And now our characters are having another baby.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is yet. I want it to be a boy, but I don't want to tell the game to make it a boy.
I'm just going to tell the game that I hope it's a boy. But
no,
I
don't
know.
Don't do it. Don't
I'm
do
gonna...
it. No, that'll make it a boy.
No, I don't know that.
It will, though. It does.
They say, what do you hope it is? And then I'll say, well,
no,
Holly
say
hopes
you
it's
don't
a boy.
Care either way.
But you don't.
Say you
but
don't care
that's lying.
Way. No, I don't care either way, but I do hope it's a boy. I don't actually care either way. It'd be cool if it was a boy.
I feel like we're talking about having a baby.
No, just in the game.
Like a fake baby.
Yeah, we are talking about having a fake baby, and I don't care. But the first two fake babies were girls, and so I feel like...
I mean, it's still a 50-50
shot. I
want to
know what the game makes a boy look like. Probably just the same, but with shorter hair.
Your beard.
I know we had problems with the first two because they looked almost identical because we had like two out of three of the same of the facial structures like in the game. We had the same ones.
Yeah,
so,
we
like,
changed them around.
You changed like my eyes and my nose or something so they're a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that game's a little... Nobody likes green juice.
Nobody. Somebody was okay with green juice.
Somebody was okay with it, but nobody really liked it. The best part about that game, if you haven't played Tamagotchi Life, it's all right. It's a little soul-sucking because it just takes forever.
I think the problem is that we have too many people.
No,
we have 34 people that live in that building.
No, the best part about the game is feeding the foods to everybody and seeing what anybody likes.
That's the whole game, I think, is you feed the food to the people.
You feed the food to the people, and then you see what
they like. Be like, how do you feel about sushi? And they're like, I didn't like it.
He doesn't really like it. Or, it's the worst ever. If it's the worst ever, they, like, melt into a pool of gray. Which is...
But if they like it...
Yeah.
Then they dance around.
And they dance around. If they really like it, they rock it off to space.
They go, dude, I like white bread.
Some people are really
into
white bread.
Dottie was really into white bread.
We used to have Jake of Adventure Time fame, and he was really into white bread.
He was into white bread as well.
Yeah. White bread's a common, popular food among Tamagotchi, it turns out.
People like it, yeah.
I don't know how they decide who likes white bread or who likes what food.
I don't know. There's something in the programming.
Yeah. I don't know what it is either.
It might just be randomly selected.
It might actually just be randomly selected or based on like their birth date or something.
Oh, I wonder.
I know there's some stuff that's based on birthday. It can't be just birthday though, or like they'd all be the same all the time if you had two of the same birthday.
Right.
Which I think we probably do. We probably have a couple of like January 1st or something where we're just like, I can't be bothered to give them a birthday.
That game is a lot of fun. I'm gonna get rid of some people.
Why did you pull out your DS?
Because somebody mentioned something about a different game.
Yeah, what it was Gully was mentioning the new Pokemon Dungeon something. Is it Mystery Dungeon or Ranger? One of those like
not Ranger. It was
one
Mystery
of the
Dungeon.
Non-standard Pokemon games that I've never played. No, that's not true. The only non-standard Pokemon game I ever played was Pokemon Snap.
Mm-hmm. I tried to play Pokemon Ranger to get a Manaphy egg.
Oh, that's right. Because it was like the only way you could do it.
But that game was not any good. No, I hated that game.
Yeah, you didn't like it at all. You played it for like a day and you're like, I'm over it.
Yeah, I'll get my Manaphy somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, well. What do you do?
But I did get all the Pokemon.
Sometimes you don't like things.
I have all the Pokemon.
You do have all the Pokemon. You even have a Mew and a Mewtwo.
Mm-hmm.
Which I believe are... The Mew is cheaty.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was real.
It was real but cheaty.
Okay, that's fair.
The system doesn't recognize it as fake. But I got it from, like, remember on HeartGold and SoulSilver, you could, like, connect to, like, servers? I don't remember what it was. You could connect to different, like, locations or points or DSs or something remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, and there was one that would just, like, give you, like, just legendary Pokemon and stuff. So that's where that came from. That's where my Arceus came from, too.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Neither one of those are real. But Pokemon Bank doesn't recognize that, so...
Yeah, I know.
Do you have to pay for Pokemon Bank beyond your initial subscription? Do you have, like, an upkeep
fee? It's $5 a year.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Now I know.
I have not looked at it in a long time. I hope it's still there.
I hope it's still...
I wonder what happens if I, like, let it lapse. Does it erase all my Pokemon?
I doubt it. It probably just keeps your thing in stasis or whatever until you pay
again.
Be
like, hey, you should,
Because I don't think they could do that, could they?
They could.
No, but they couldn't.
I mean, they could.
No, but they wouldn't.
They wouldn't, but they could.
But I guess they could.
Like, you didn't pay your subscription. All 700 and whatever many Pokemon
are
deleted.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I have a living Pokedex, and it would be deleted. And so many shinies. I have a shiny Chansey that I found in the wild, and a shiny Shuckle that I bred, and other shiny things.
Jack Tar swam up to the bar and ordered a drink. Yes, swam up to the bar. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
It's a pool. It's a poolside bar.
Oh, it's
bar.
A poolside. Yeah, it might
they
be.
They have those in the pools.
Or they just wanted to, I don't know. He leaned over to Shadow and introduced himself. It sure is great to be back in the city, said Jack. I just came from the barber who shaved off my 4-month-old beard, and then I ate till I was ready to burst. I'd been at sea searching for a sunken Spanish galleon for the last 4 months, and 2 days ago I finally found her. With a few $1,000s, I'll secure the salvage rights and bring up a fortune. While gazing at the bathing beauties, Jack rubbed his tan chin and added, by the way, if you're interested...
His chin is tan.
Yeah, for a few grand, I could cut you in on a piece of the action. Sorry, Jack replied Shadow, I'm afraid your credibility is rather low. Why would Shadow say that? His chin's tan, which means he didn't have a beard.
Yeah, that's the dumbest one.
It's a scam.
Give me it.
It's a scam. I'm gonna do another one. No, we're not ripping it.
Why?
Because it was...
But it was so dumb.
There's worse.
Okay. Don't look at them and then decide. One. Just read it and then we'll figure it out.
Okay. Bill Argon, the editor of Science Tech, returned to his office to find Shadow waiting
noble.
For him. Your co-editor, Miss Underwall. Yes, never I get mind. It. Because Argon. Because it's a gas. Your co-editor, Miss Underwall, was found in the parking garage, strangled to death.
Oh, Jesus.
Stated Shadow. Her purse has been rifled and anything of importance is gone. Oh, no, cried Bill. It must have been those young hoods I saw hanging around the garage this morning. Just then, Shadow noticed a message on Bill's computer screen. It read, Dear Bill, I know we had plans to work on our fiber optics report at 1 p.m., and I apologize for any inconvenience my temporary absence will cause. Inconvenience is spelled wrong, by the way.
Okay.
I had to return to the restaurant. Restaurant is also spelled wrong. Immediately, also spelled wrong, since I forgot to pay my tab. Signed, C. Underall. This wasn't a chance mugging, said Shadow. This was a premeditated murder. What raised Shadow's suspicion? It's spelled wrong, and she's a co-editor of a magazine. She knows how to spell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's spelled wrong. Yeah. Restaurant.
Yeah. Immediately spelled wrong. Inconvenience spelled wrong. There's no way. I think Bill did it and then forged it.
Yeah.
Or someone else did it. Maybe it was a janitor. Let's see who they say it is. Someone other than C. Underall, because it's spelled wrong.
Yeah, because everything's spelled wrong.
That's a visual one. That's a math one. Oh, boy. All right. Here's a yes or no answer one.
All right. Yes or no.
Shadow.
You got a 50-50. I'm sorry. I'll let you say your thing.
Shadow was looking to buy a vacation house on the Isle of Bug Isle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I know. An island where the natives always lie and the visitors always tell the truth. I think that's racist. Is that racist?
No, that's xenophobic.
Okay, whatever. But it is xenophobic, though, right? Because it's always the natives lie. It's never
the natives
lie.
Unless it's America.
Merca. Shadow was looking at one house he particularly liked. I know about it. I know.
That was my political whatever.
That was it. That's all you could muster.
That's all I got.
Shadow was looking at one house he particularly liked, but wasn't sure if he could believe the things the owners were telling him about it. So he decided to determine if they were natives or visitors. Wow! This is all terrible. Shadow asked the man of the house if his wife was a visitor, and he received a yes or no answer. Shadow then asked the lady of the house if her husband was a visitor, and she also gave him a yes or no answer. Were the two answers necessarily the same? So
yeah.
He asked each one if they were...
Because if they both live there, if they're married... They're both either going to be visitors or
no, not necessarily.
Natives.
A visitor could have married a native.
But then they're native anymore then, aren't they?
No, you're not native if you visit and then marry somebody.
If you're a visitor, you live there.
So if let's say he's a native and she's a visitor.
Oh, if you have to be born there to be...
So if he's a native and they ask if she's a visitor, he would say no. Right?
Uh-huh.
If they ask her if he's a visitor, she would say no.
Yeah.
If they ask if
they're both...
I think it's always going to be no.
If they're both visitors...
If they're both visitors,
then they would say
they
no.
Would say,
They'd always
they would
say,
no.
Say no. They're always going to say no.
They're always going to say no. Oh, no, sometimes they'll answer yes. Both answers are the same. If the man and woman are both visitors, they'd both answer yes. Oh, yeah, because you ask if they're visitors.
Yeah.
If they're both natives, they would still answer the question with a yes. If one is a native and the other is a visitor, they answer no. Yeah, so... Yeah, they are always the same. We got it right, but for the wrong reasons.
Halfway. We got it halfway right.
No, that's too many.
Are you a native or a visitor?
All right, here's the last one.
Okay.
Am I a native or a visitor?
Uh-huh.
Visitor?
Okay. Me too.
Yeah.
Is that
King
lying?
Henry VIII gave his wife a bottomless container to put flesh and blood in.
What
did he give her?
A bottomless container.
I think they just said it. A bottomless container to put flesh and blood in.
That's a weird thing.
Bottomless. Like an open box? You could just give her an open box.
A bottomless the fuck?
Did he give her a uterus? You put flesh and blood in there.
Yeah, I guess.
No, but I think she already had that.
She probably already had a uterus.
A bottomless container to put flesh. I don't want to look at this one yet.
Did he cut her head off?
Well, we know he did that.
Because there's no bottom. The neck is gone. He cut the whole thing off.
What other things are bottomless? Did he give her a whipping boy with his butt cut off?
What?
Because he's bottomless. If you cut his butt off.
Cut your butt.
If you cut his butt off.
Cut your butt off.
Cut your butt off. What did he give her? Holes have bottoms. I know there's that hole, like, what's it full of? But it's a hole because it's empty. So that's a
how much
thing.
Dirt is if you dug a hole
yeah.
this big?
How much dirt is in it? No, because it's a hole.
It's an empty hole.
Empty.
I think it's a head because he cut her head off.
You think it's a head?
Because there's no bottom because they cut the bottom of the head off
yeah.
the body.
I don't know. I kind of don't want to look at
what's
it. It's going to be dumb.
I'll read
no,
it.
No, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
What's my guess?
Yeah.
River. Water
sure.
bottle.
Okay.
I don't know. A ring for her finger.
The fuck?
A bottomless container to put flesh and blood in.
Didn't he kill his wife?
The ring is bottomless and you put your flesh and blood in it when you put your ring on your finger.
Or your cock.
This is how we earn our explicit. Wow. Really just not pulling any punches today, are you?
No punches pulled.
My goodness.
All right, do we have a top three?
You're feeling salty. Top three words you shouldn't say in a podcast.
What?
Top three words you shouldn't say
Cunt.
In a podcast. Oh, no. Is that number one or number three?
I don't know. Are they in any specific order?
They never... Well, sometimes they are.
It's top three.
All right, you
in
went...
No particular
you went,
order.
You went with cunt. Things you shouldn't say on a podcast. I'm going to go with... kitty porn?
Okay.
Probably shouldn't say that on a podcast.
Sure.
What are you going to...
I have to think of something else.
Yeah, it's top three. It's not top one.
What's something offensive that I can say?
Okay, let's keep racial things out of it, because that's awkward. Let's not do that. There's just a lot of offensive things you can
There's
say.
So many offensive things I could say.
But what shouldn't you say on a podcast specifically?
Turd.
Turd! I think turd might have been like, didn't we put poop in like
poop.
An episode name?
Poop.
Poop. I'm going to say that on a
it's
podcast...
It's very unprofessional to say turd on a podcast.
On a podcast, you probably shouldn't say retarded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should say that. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody should say that, but you really shouldn't say it on a podcast. I'm sorry, were your top two poop and turd?
Poop and turd.
You're sticking with those?
Uh-huh. You just right. keep saying offensive things to the thing.
I don't know. I kind of feel like... I don't want to say any of the other things.
See, well, you're the one who invented this top three.
I know. You'd have a better one.
Uh-huh, I got all kinds of good ones.
Oh,
you won't let me say them.
What? No. You'd have a better top three.
Oh, no, I don't.
I'm going to go with, what do conservatives find offense? Oh, they don't like the word socialist.
Well, they don't like socialists.
Yeah, they don't like socialists. I think
the worst.
On a podcast, though.
I think they don't like socialists because they're, like, almost communists.
Yeah. I think you shouldn't say ass fuck on a podcast.
Okay.
That's what I think you shouldn't say.
Prepare to meet your doom orgasmo. Remember the ass fuck twins?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't we just call them the Naughty Twins?
that was an okay movie.
That was pretty good. And he said, Jesus and I love you. That was his thing that he said.
But he still did porn.
Yeah.
Because it turns out it pays really well.
Yep.
And
he was good at kung fu fighting.
Did you know porn is illegal on the internet in Britain?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They blocked that all out, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's worked well. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's really working.
Mm-hmm. Then they'll get really arrested and go to jail for it.
Yeah, I don't know what the actual, like, punishment is. Mm-hmm. I doubt it's jail. It's probably, like, a fine or something.
They're like, you better not look at porn.
Yeah, I don't know who decided that was even a feasible idea. Who was like, you know what we should do?
People make a lot of money off of that. This will
definitely work. Off of porn or off of banning porn?
No, porn.
Yeah, no.
But some people don't make a lot of money off of it. I'm sure there's some people who do that don't make a lot of money.
They take a loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get a net loss. A loss of dignity and...
Oh, no. No, no. Don't shame it. It's fine.
Some of them...
No. Don't shame it. Anybody can do anything they want.
I mean, they can. Some of them don't really want to, though.
No, that's when it's bad.
Right.
It's
when you don't want to. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, that should be illegal. It actually is, yeah. I think, illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to go into paid advertisement. It's not going to be for cock rings.
Finger bang. All right, so I was somewhere.
Were you?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was at the, I went to the library.
Oh, you went to the library. Okay. Yep.
And then I wanted to be somewhere else.
Okay.
And I didn't know.
Were you in your car or were you walking?
I was in my car.
Okay. Okay.
And I wanted to know how to get there, but I didn't know what to do.
Well, where were you trying to go?
I was trying to go to work.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where that is. How do you do that? Like, if you're in one place and you want to be in a different place, like, how do you get there? How has nobody thought of this before?
So, I think I'm going to invent something. Are you ready?
No, here's what it is. Turns out, our paid advertisement today has already done that for you.
No. What is it? What is it?
Ready?
Uh-huh.
They're calling it... I gotta say, I don't think the name's gonna stick, because it's a little simple.
Uh-huh.
Maps.
Maps?
Maps. Okay. I think just one is a map. I'm not really sure they didn't clarify.
The plural is the same. there's a lot of weird words that...
It might be like the symbol.
So how does this thing work?
What it is. They take like a place, mm-hmm. like Grand Forks, for instance, right?
Okay, I've heard of it.
And you think
I've heard of it.
You think about like all the roads here, like all the roads in Grand Forks, and how mm-hmm. they go the different directions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they draw a picture of that.
Oh, there's a lot of roads.
Yeah.
There's at least 30 to 35 roads in Grand Forks.
Yeah, so whoever invented these, what's the company on here? They didn't even give a company.
Rand McNally?
Oh, there it is. It's at the bottom.
I don't know who that guy is.
It's at the bottom. I'm sorry, I couldn't find it.
All right,
I didn't
Rand,
read through the copy.
I like your maps.
I didn't read through the copy far enough. So, yeah, what it is someone took the time, they like walked along all the streets, and then they just counted how far they walked, and then they drew it. And then, like, they put the river in there, too, so they had to, like, walk along the river.
How do they know if it's accurate, though? Like,
I think they had, like, a lot of people do it.
Really? Is that why I see everybody walking outside?
Yeah. I mean, it's the only reason to go outside in the winter, really, because they pay people to go walk along all the roads, or sometimes run, like, running, because, like, it gets done faster.
Oh, I do see people running.
Yeah, so that's what they're
doing. They're making
maps? Yep, they're counting in their head, like, where they are, and then when they're done, they, like, whatever street they ran on, they go draw that.
Right, they count the steps.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Well, so then what they do is
once they've... So it's like a group effort.
Yeah.
It's like Wikipedia for getting places.
Yeah. So once they've, like, drawn it out, they label it, like, the street names. So then if you know where you are on a street, you can, like, find a different place and see the path to go between them. It's really clever.
That sounds complicated.
It's honestly really clever. So
they should make an app for it.
They have.
Already?
They made an app. It's launching with a product.
It's an app? A map app?
Yeah, it's a map app.
What's it called?
It's called Map App.
Map App, okay.
It just sounded good.
Is it mapapp.com?
I'm sorry, it's Maps App.
Maps. Map apps. Maps apps.
Maps apps. So, no, I mean, you download it from the app store like any other app. Yeah, and it'll even, like, tell, like, you can just see it on your screen instead of, like... Because the other ones, the other alternative they have, it's a
son
little
of
cheaper,
a bitch.
But it's a piece of paper.
You know
Yeah, it's really
I
clever.
Wish I would have thought of this.
Honestly, listeners...
I bet these guys are going to be, like, thousandaires.
If you go to mapsapps.com/ahapodcast, you can get the app for free. Now, the drawback for this app is it was actually developed in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So the only, like, app, the only maps that come free... are Houston, Texas. You have to pay for all the rest.
That's even more roads than here.
But if you use our code, you can get one other city for free.
Mm-hmm. So whatever city you live in, plus Houston. If you already live in Houston, you can get Winnipeg.
Like, they've obviously been developing this app for a
long
time. They've been developing it for a long time because they have all these maps already ready to go.
There's a lot of people in Bangladesh.
I can't imagine how expensive it was. I don't know how they're giving this away.
So how does it work if they're like, since in other places they have like meters and we have feet?
Oh, yeah, that is different. So you have to learn.
And then like when you step, I guess you have to measure your stride.
Yeah.
I think we should tell people how they can help with this. How they can help maps apps.
Yeah,
get
go to
more maps.
mapsapps.com/contribute.
Because there's places that people have been that haven't been tracked, like most of places that aren't cities. Because
right.
Why would you walk there?
Right, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right. Mapsapps.com/contribute, and you can learn how you can help in your own city.
Yeah.
All right.
Mapsapps.com/something.
All right, and we are back. Again, we thank you for allowing us to have paid advertisements. They keep the show on the road. We did just buy again a new microphone, so if you do want to donate, ahapodcast.com, there is a donate button there. Throw a couple bucks our way, it's all appreciated. We don't get any sort of like anything really out of this. We don't make money. We lose a lot of money actually on this podcast. Between hosting fees and domain names and stuff, it costs money to keep the podcast up. So anything you could contribute, honestly, like, don't feel weird about it. If you want to give us money because it's Christmas and you feel bad or anything like that, definitely go for it. Adam is currently out of the room. We record in our bedroom right now until the new microphone comes because it stopped working in his computer for some reason, but it'll work in mine more reliably. So we're recording in the bedroom. Adam went to get a snack. I have no idea what the snack is. He told me that it was a special snack, and it was a surprise, and it was a mystery or some such. He says I'm going to love it. I don't know. I have no idea what it is. I can hear him preparing something in the kitchen. I hope it's not a pile of dicks.
It is butter bread butt.
Ooh, butter bread butt.
It's the butt
of the bread, and it's got butter.
So I'm going to have butter a bite of it.
Okay, butter bread. Just the butt, though. Now, we both know I don't traditionally like the butt of the bread.
Butter butt.
Okay. This is a very weedy bread. Mm-hmm. It's very grainy.
We got it at the old bread store.
We got it at the old bread store. No, it's the bread that's old, not the store.
I mean, I don't know how long the store's been there.
I don't know. I have to say, I don't like the butt of the bread. I still don't like it.
Yeah, I'll just have it.
We just ate dinner. I don't know how you're hungry. One more.
Just snack. I thought you don't like it.
I don't.
Right.
But sometimes people do stuff they don't like. Like eating the butter of the bread.
Bread butt.
Bread butt.
Oh! Today's snack is bread butt.
I forgot. We're doing a cracker pack again.
Buttered bread butt.
Because we have these, Return to Radnica packs.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get it open. I'm gonna ruin everything, because I can't open a magic card pack. It's actually quite difficult sometimes. There we go. Alright. Back into describing the card mode.
Admit that I have studied a little bit.
You studied a little? That's okay.
I perused the...
That's fine. It'll go a little faster if you studied. List. Also, the commons will start to go faster once you learn them. All right, I'm going to pull out candidates for cutest card.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first card here is a lizard, and his mouth is full of fire, and there's fire behind him and under him.
Bellows lizard?
Yeah, Bellows lizard. I think he's a contender for cutest card.
He's pretty cute.
He's all right. Are you looking?
No,
can't look. Can't
I'm
look.
Not
he's
looking.
Cheating. This is a guy, a very, very large guy. Standing outside a very large door with, like, a stick in his hand. He seems to be guarding it. And there's some small people walking around.
Is he an ogre?
No.
Hmm.
The flavor text is, the Demir agents watch from the shadows. 8 hours and I've yet to see him blink, Nefara hissed. I suggest we find another way in. This guy's real big.
Is he a 4-4?
No, he's a 2-5. I mean, he himself is a large man.
Oh, is he white?
Yep.
He's white and three colorless.
Yep.
And if you have any gates, then he is vigilance.
Yep.
I don't know his name.
He's an armory guard.
Okay, let me see him.
Oh, he's not in cutest card. I almost put him in the cutest card, pal.
Oh, he's big.
All right, this is a one we've had before. This is someone picking through the bones of a rotted flesh.
Grizzly Salvage.
Yep.
That's kind of
gross. Oh! Oh, no! Oh, this guy has entirely too many blades strapped to him. That's all. He's a guy with spiky black hair and a mask on and entirely too many blades strapped to him. Like, way too many
he's
blades.
He's Rakdos.
He is. It says, if there were such a thing as a soul, I think it would be behind the gallbladder but above the kidneys. Yes, Rakdos Shred Freak. He has like 30 blades strapped to him.
He sure likes them knives.
Yeah. All right. This is, it's kind of a little dark. It's some kind of like lizard looking guy.
Mm-hmm. Viashino?
Yeah, and he's standing there with, he's got like a necklace in his hand. He seems to be sneaking somewhere. He's like in a shadow.
I don't know. Viashino sneaky man.
You may call me a fool selling this stuff on Orzhov turf. Well, you need to be a little reckless to survive. It is Viashino Racketeer.
Oh, he's pulling a racket.
All right, this is like a rotten, bloated kind of skeleton dude with some stuff trailing off of him walking through like what looks like a big pipe.
Oh. Oh, is it like an Undercity Shade? Him.
No. Nope.
No, is that a thing?
I have no idea if that's a
thing. That might be a card from my
thing.
Set.
Undercity Shade.
It might be.
From your own personal set?
Yeah.
Could be. No, that's not this guy, though.
Is it a shade? A creature-type shade?
No. This is a creature-type zombie.
Who is Zermber?
Zermber.
I don't know.
Sewer Shambler.
Okay. Yeah, sure is. He's a Golgari because he has scavenge.
Yeah.
See the little Golgari symbol behind the watermark?
What is it?
Ones that are different clans or have the...
Right on.
Or the guilds, I should say.
All right. Well, that looks familiar because the card I'm holding has that, too. This is a guy fighting a big old bug.
Beetle.
Yep. Nope. Yeah!
Drudge beetle.
So close. The street swarm is the labor class that drives the Golgari's endless cycle of life and death.
I had a pretty good guess on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, good job. I don't know how you did it. All right, we had this guy last time, too. It's a little cutie on top of a door.
Doorkeeper?
Yeah, little cutie. But he can't win this time because he was a little cutie last time.
He's a little cutie.
This is... there's some people loading some, like, flaming big stone things onto a thrower thing.
Oh. It's like oil. Something oil. No.
They're putting stuff on a catapult.
Catapult thrower, man.
I think it's a catapult. I don't know if there's a better word for what this thing is.
Mr. Catapult Man.
It's easier to just aim at everything. That's what the card says. Yeah. Do you want me to tell you what it does?
Yeah.
It's 2 and a red. Goblin Warrior Creature, 0/4 Defender. Tap and it deals,
oh,
one,
it deals
damage
one
to
damage
each
if
opponent.
If you play red spell, it untaps.
Multicolored spell.
Oh, excuse me. Battle...
Slobber Crew.
Slobber Crew.
Not that bad in a format with a lot of multicolor, which we have now, but wasn't really this format.
Well, yeah, Ravnica was.
Yeah, but not as much as, like, Cons.
Yeah.
Everything was 3 colors.
Well, everything's 2 color in Ravnica.
Yeah. I know, because guilds. This is a dragon guy. He's a big blue dragon guy, like flying up in a city. And I see some dragons in the background. And there's a guy in
the
foreground.
Are they dragons or drakes?
Drakes.
Is it like a bell tower drake? No, that's not a thing. What's it called? What is it?
What is it called?
What's he called?
It will dodge your first arrow and flatten you before there's a second. Alcaris, Selesnya Archer.
Is he like a tower drake?
No. You could say that he hangs around the horizon, maybe up high in the sky. He prefers lines over circles. He's not prey. Skyline predator.
Skyline? I wouldn't have gotten that.
I know you wouldn't have.
Oh, he's a Drake. Oh, 3-4 Flying Flash. Okay. Sure. Oh, he's an uncommon.
Yeah, we're an uncommon.
Does he count as a cutie?
No, he's not a cutie. We only got one cutie so far besides the doorkeeper who doesn't count. Mm-hmm. All right, this is someone standing in front of what looks to be some steampunky stuff, and there's, like, lightning coming out of his eyes.
Is it a Staticaster?
Nope.
Is it a weird?
I don't know what that means. Oh, the card type is called weird? No.
Is it a creature type weird?
No, it's an instant.
Oh, it's an instant. And it's red and blue?
If this is thinking, I don't know what I was doing before.
Is it like draw some cards and take some damage?
No, just draw cards and discard two cards. Draw four cards, discard two cards.
Oh.
I'm assuming there's only one card that does that.
Yeah, it's
that.
Blue. Three mana.
It's five mana, blue, red. Draw four cards and discard two cards at instant speed.
Oh, I don't know it.
Thought Flare.
I see it. Is that it? Oh, draw four and then discard two. I was thinking draw two, then discard four.
No.
Which is a different one.
Yeah.
That seems pretty good.
Yeah. It seems alright.
At instant speed.
Okay. Alright, we got another uncommon here.
Okay.
He's a big, like jelly.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like bones all up in him.
Mm-hmm. Gelatinous cube?
No. He's like standing up, but he's made of jelly and he's like stuck to stuff. The furious citizens blamed the Simic for releasing it in their district. The Simic pointed out that rats were no longer a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Gobbling ooze.
I see him. Oh, he sure is doing that. It's the blurb.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
All right, we have a rare.
We have a rare. It is a lady in the middle of, like, a open-top gazebo. I don't know, what do you call it when there's, like, columns around, but it's not a gazebo. There's columns around. There's six columns around, and she's laying down in the middle. Maybe. And she's laying down in the middle, and she looks to be pretty dead, and there's, like, some white smoke coming up out of her boobs and, like, flowers and stuff. Yeah.
Rest in peace?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Some corpses the Golgari cannot claim. Some souls the Orzhov cannot shackle. Therese Nielsen. Mm-hmm. Lovely boob smoke art.
Boob smoke.
We have a bird token.
Bird.
We have a plains.
Okay.
And we have a foil.
Ooh, a foil.
And this foil is actually kind of hard to look at, so you know it's red.
Okay.
And it is like a little goblin looking thing. A little pixie looking thing, maybe. A lot of muscles in her butt. Flying around, and she's, like, shooting sparks out of her hands, and her hair's made of fire. She's got pointy ears.
Is it a goblin? Or a fairy?
It's an instant. It deals one damage to target creature you don't control.
Electricity.
Yeah. And it's real shiny.
Ooh.
The foil's cool, because they foil the,
This is a card that people use, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it two mana to do one
they
damage.
They foil the guild
creature.
Symbol, too, which is really sweet.
Yeah.
It's super pretty.
Is it? I like the is it.
Have they always put the... Like, did they just move the foils recently?
What do you mean? Oh, putting them in a different spot.
Putting them in a different spot in the pack, yeah. Because this was at the very back.
But yeah, because the token was before it. I don't know. I don't know
the token and the land were before it.
I don't know when they switched it. Yeah, that's a cool pack. I like foil electricity.
Yeah. All right. Who was our little cutie? We only had one candidate.
I think this is little cutie.
Nah, she's not cute. She's creepy. I think our little cutie ended up being...
How about the bird?
No, the bird doesn't count.
He's a little cutie.
I think it ended up being that whatever that first one was.
How about Goblin Ooze?
No. He's creepy.
I got to pick one, too. You get your choice.
I mean...
I like Drudge Beetle. How about Sewer Shambler? He's a little cutie.
He's not cute.
That guy's not Rectus. Cute. How about him? He's a little cutie.
He's huge.
He's a big cutie.
He's not cute. Nah, the Bella's lizard, I think, has got it. He's all right.
All right. I vote for electricity, though.
You vote electricity? That's fine. That's a fair vote.
I like her goggles.
Yeah, she does have cool goggles.
All right. I guess that's...
I don't know if that's the end of the podcast.
That's about near the end.
Do we have something else to talk about?
Fallout.
We've been playing Fallout still. I'm like level 11, I think. I'm not very good at it. By not very good, I mean I'm actually pretty terrible at it.
Yep.
You're better, but you cheat a little. So.
No, but I like playing it.
I think if I could carry as much as I wanted, I might be better, too.
Yeah.
Are you playing on easy or very easy?
Just easy.
Yeah, I'm playing on easy, too. Maybe should have gone to very easy in a couple cases, but what do you do?
You get real mad when you get killed
by the
glowing.
I do get mad. I don't like getting killed. Oh, D&D recap. I was all fighting this week.
And we didn't. Oh wait, some of us kind of died.
You still haven't gotten to the dragon.
I feel like
you
it's real.
Like
I feel like it's really hard to die in D&D.
It's not that hard. I can have them keep hitting you while you're down. You get
but
failed
you,
saving throws.
Yeah,
every
but
time.
You did.
No, they only hit you while you're conscious. They can continue to hit
no,
you.
No, they did. They were attacking me when I was unconscious.
Yeah, only because I rolled all the rolls at the same time.
Well, no, you said that you're the only one there, and they will attack a person who's dead.
No, I said they'd attack you while you're down. Mm-hmm. While you're, like, on the ground, prone.
Right.
I didn't necessarily say they'd attack you while you were unconscious.
Oh, but they were, though.
No, only because they didn't realize you're unconscious yet. Mm.
That's I mean...
And also because I'd already rolled the numbers, and
right.
I was like, might as well
finish but it's kind of hard
you
to die.
You did almost die. I could have had you die easily. I could easily have killed all of you at this point, but I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know why
not.
It's
not fun.
Oh.
It's not fun to die.
Nobody
but
died.
But you guys fought 2 mages, 3 vampires.
One mage ran away. He was all like, oh, I'm so cool.
He did run away.
And then he's like, oh, shit.
And Gully was real pissed when he couldn't hit him. He's like, what do you mean he's outside of the... It's because he had, like, 2 seconds to fall, and you can fall really far in 2 seconds.
Oh, he just jumped off a cliff?
He jumped off a cliff, and then when he got near the bottom, he used Feather Fall.
What a nerd.
Yeah. He had a scroll of Feather Fall.
Hey, scroll of Feather Fall.
Yeah.
Me, I'm going to turn invisible and run away and jump off a balcony.
He did turn invisible and run away and jump off a balcony.
What a turd.
Yeah.
What a nerdy turd.
He was a turd. But I let you guys level.
Nerds.
That was fun. Yeah. Anyway, that's Nerd Talk. That's Nerd 202.
202.
Yeah, because we didn't explain what any of that stuff was. Oh, and you fought 10 dragon wings, and that's how you almost died. Yeah, because not 101.
Oh, because in 101,
they
explain all the basic concepts.
They explain all the basic stuff.
And in 202, they just assume that you know most
of
the basics.
Yeah, it's like second year.
Because you already learned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't teach it to you again.
They teach it to you again.
But what if you only take a 202 class and not a 101? You're like, I don't know what the fuck's happening.
You
what
don't
does
know what
this
the
mean?
Fuck's happening. Actually, most 202 classes, like most 200 level classes, are still pretty accessible.
Mm. What about 438?
That's real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have 500s?
Yes, they do. They're graduate level. 5 and 6s are graduate level usually. Mm. 400s are like upper class, like your last couple
like
semesters.
The fourth one in.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, we're done.
All right. Anyway, have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Later, taters.
Later, taters. Let her sign off now, later, Tater.
That's just what I say now.
All right.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.